Statsradiofonien præsenterer
generaldirektør Christian S. Nissen.
P3 er den unge kanal, og det skal være her på den kanal, man først hører den nye spændende musik.
Festudvalget. Velkommen indenfor, eller skulle vi sige udenfor, til endnu en time af Festudvalget live fra Ibiza. Dine værter hedder LP Støvring og Morten Trøst, men bag pladespillerne i denne her time står ingen ringere end den hollandske trance-konge, kan man godt kalde ham Armin van Buuren.
Direkte fra Ibiza.
Der er altså Armin van Buurens plader, du lytter til. Og ikke nok med, at du kan lytte til hans plader. Vi har også taget en snak med manden, og det foregik på den måde, at han havde ret travlt, efter han havde været i P3-villaen. Han skulle nemlig direkte køres ud til sin flyver, hvor han skulle flyves hjem med. Så det interview, du nu skal lykke øre til, ja, det foregår på bagsædet af en bil på vej til lufthavnen.
Sitting in the back seat of the car with Armin at the moment. Thanks for taking the time out to do a set for us.
No problem. It was a bit of a hassle because I had to get up early, but it's a pleasure. No problem.
You have been playing every Tuesday in Ibiza for how long?
I've done it 7 times now, I think, and I'm doing it 6 more times. I'm a resident for God's Kitchen, so every week, every Tuesday.
If people want to experience Armin play out, where can they go besides Ibiza on a Tuesday night?
I'm not playing much on Tuesday nights, but if you want to see me, I recommend that you come and see me for longer sets. I mean, I like to play long sets, 3-4 hours, and I'm doing a 12-hour set in November probably in Holland. And I'm really looking forward to that one, because in 90 minutes you can't really do anything, you know, you can't really build a set, and I love to build, you know, I love music from tribal progressive to club to house to techno to trance, deep trance. I mean, trance is my main thing, and that's what, you know, that's what got me big, and it's what I like the best. But there are so many good tunes which aren't trance, which I, you know, so much like to play as well.
Radio-wise, you also do a show for IDNT Radio in Holland. Yeah. But are you allowed to play various types of music in that program, or how do you do it?
Well, the when the IDT Radio started out in Holland, they asked me to do a show, and I said, okay, I will do the show, but you have to give me complete carte blanche. I just want to do my own thing, and I don't want anybody to interfere with it. I don't want to play records from somebody else because I have to. All the records I choose are definitely only my decision and not anyone else. So, and you know, they're very happy with the show. They just did a test, a research, and it proved out to be that my show was one of the successfuls on the radio station. So I was really, really proud of that.
Exclusive. Postcode. We'll be right back.
Wish I could turn back and justify it all. Weak-minded as I am, why pleasure turns to pain? What do you feel now?
Festudvalget på P3, direkte fra Ibiza, bag pladespillerne i denne her time. En af vores tre gæster DJ's i aften, Armin van Buuren. Og i forbindelse med sættet her, har vi jo altså også lavet en lille snak med ham. Her kommer del 2 af den.
Now we're in Ibiza at the moment. Tell us about your best experience here.
My best experience? Well, I've just had a fantastic holiday here with my girlfriend. I had to play on Tuesday and the week after on Tuesday, and I took the weekend off because I had a booking in America, but it was cancelled. And we just stayed here in Ibiza, and I stayed at Coastline, the apartment, and we had a car, and we just drove around the whole island. We went to Portanax. I don't know if you know that, but Ibiza is such a beautiful island if you have the time to see it. I mean, Ibiza is far more than just clubs. If you take the trouble of just hiring a car and just to drive around, you'll find that Ibiza is such a beautiful island. It really is. It's fantastic.
The biggest tune in your box down here in Ibiza at the moment?
I think it's Warrior on Incentive, and Plastic Boy is still doing very well. Silver Buff, although you know that's a lot of people know it. Sunburn, my own track. It's you know I really like to play that out a lot. Fergie supporting the track as well, which is really great. And I think there are a lot of good tunes out at the moment. I don't know really, you know, these are just three of my personal favorites, but there are a lot of good tunes out at the moment.
Production-wise, you've also been involved, as you said, with many, many things. You've been doing a lot of remixes lately, and you're spitting out productions constantly.
Well, I have to finish my solo album soon. It just takes too many time, you know. I mean, doing a remix is far more easy than, you know, doing a new track. A new track is just, you know, you always people expect things from me, and I've done quite a few new tracks. I'm not even playing them out because I'm afraid that it might get on radio and you know people copying stuff. But I've done about 7 new tracks, and one of them was with Ray Wilson, who's an ex-lead singer of Genesis, and he toured with them, and he also toured with the Scorpions, and I met him in Scotland, and we did this fantastic tune called Yet Another Day. He wrote the tune, he wrote the vocals, and I did the music, and I got my brother to do some guitars. And, you know, it's Chicane featuring Brian Adams, but then in 2002. It's a beautiful record, and I'm really proud of it. And we just got the first white labels out, and reactions have been really, really, really huge. So, you know, but I don't expect anything. I don't expect a chart success or something. I just, you know, I make music, that's what I like, and you know, it's just like having a baby, and it grows mature, and then it goes out the door. And sometimes you just check how your baby's doing. But I'm not constantly watching charts or something. It's just, you know, I'm happy as it is.
Exclusive.
P3's hænder for tiden til dig live fra Ibiza i programmerne Det Store Mix og Festudvalget. Lige nu står den altså på Festudvalget, og jeg står og kigger dels op på stjernerne og dels ned i en oplyst pool. Så ved du det. Bag pladespillerne befinder sig Armin van Buuren. Han er gæste-DJ i denne her time, og i forbindelse med sættet, som du hører i øjeblikket, ja, så fik vi også lavet et interview. Her kommer tredje og sidste del af interviewet.
When do you reckon the album will be available?
Well, we're trying to focus now on the beginning of January. I'm going on a lot of tours. Going to America, Australia, Canada. So I'll be away a lot. But I just bought a laptop, so I can also work on my laptop now. I need to work. I want to be in the studio more. I like producing more than DJing. Really.
Remix-wise, you've also been working on some good stuff lately. Tell us about that.
I just got a lot of good offers. Reva Time is a Healer, which was fun to do. And Solar Stone, which is, it's an all-time classic. It's like, it's almost the British anthem. It's almost like God Save the Queen. I did a breakbeat version of the same mix as well, which I think they want to do on the B-side, but I'm not sure. Shane, which is a quite unknown track, but it's from a Dutch guy called Ron van de Beuken, and it has fantastic vocals of Clannad, and that's getting really, really good responses as well. I'm working on Ocean Lab, Sky Falls Down at the moment. That's on the table when I get home.
Armin, thank you for taking the time, both for the interview and the DJ set.
No problem. Hi to Denmark, and I hope to see you soon. I never played in Denmark, but I hope to be there very soon. Thank you.
Du har den sidste times tid lyttet til Armin van Buuren, som er en af de tre gæste-DJ's, vi har på her i festudvalget i aften, live fra Ibiza. Udover det har vi, som vi også nævnte i starten af udsendelsen her, en masse andre DJ's, vi har optaget eller fået aftaler om at skulle optage. Dem kan du så høre i kommende festudvalg, som vi sender derhjemme fra Danmark, når vi kommer hjem igen.
Sådan er det nemlig. Hej festudvalget, som ellers fast lytter gennem de sidste mange år til de mange mindre nationale radioer, der gennem de sidste to årtier blomstrede op, har igennem de sidste mange fredage, de sidste par måneder været trofast lytter til jeres programmer, må tilføje, at der bliver spillet for fed musik. Jeg har aldrig, og det mener jeg virkelig, hørt så gennemførte programmer med den fedeste musik, og det er Lars fra Greve, står Sun City, der skriver det, og det kan vi jo kun bukke jærbødighed og sige tak for.
Det er vi glade for. Her står der, hej Morten og LP. Ja, så er man på ferie igen og har været rundt i over en time for at finde en netcafé. Det er sgu svært i Tyrkiet, men det lykkedes. For selvom man er på ferie, skal man da ikke gå glip af festudvalget, og så slet ikke, når jeg er på Ibiza. Man skal jo følge med i musikverdenen. Jeg sidder udenfor i for lækkert vejr og vil gætte på, at der er omkring en 25 grader. Hilsen fra Tyrkiet fra René Jacobsen.
Skulle du have lyst til at skrive til os, gør det på festudvalget@dr.dk eller gå også ind på hjemmesiden og kigge på dr.dk/p3/Ibiza med masser af spændende festbilleder.
I næste time af festudvalget har vi endnu en gæste-DJ lined op. Det er en af de resident DJ's på den aften på El Divino her på Ibiza, som hedder Soul Heaven, så den står på masser af amerikansk garage, Soulful House i næste time af festivalet.